Cardi B surprises students at her former school, Nicki Minaj sues over cokehead claim, and Michelle Branch opens up about assault on husband Patrick Carney. It's Thursday, September 15th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Cardi B is paying it forward. The rap star dropped by her former middle school in the Bronx on Tuesday to donate $100,000 US to after-school programs. Cardi B surprised students at IS 232, the Alexander McComb School, which has little more than 300 students in grades 6 to 8. This middle school has a very special place in my heart. It turned me from an 11-year-old girl into a little teenage adult, the rapper wrote in an Instagram post. Kids in the Bronx have to grow up quickly due to our circumstances and our environment. While some young teens around 11 to 13 still live in that Disney world, these kids have to grow up fast and quick. Like a lot of these kids, I went through so much while I was going to school here. Experiences that changed me forever and made me who I am today. Cardi B says she hopes her donation will create a program that will help students stay out of the streets or a troubled home, and most importantly, allow them to learn something that they can take with them through life. New York City Schools Chancellor David Banks said in a statement, "We are so grateful for her generous contribution to her alma mater." Cardi B's commitment to $100,000 to the arts will help the school's kids soar to their highest heights. In her Instagram post, Cardi B added, "I love being able to help young kids. However, I can't wait to tell y'all what I've been working on for the past 2 years. It's something super close to my heart, and I can't wait to share very soon." Nicki Minaj is going after social media personality Nosy Ho for calling her a cokehead. The rap superstar filed a lawsuit on Wednesday in New York seeking at least $75,000 US in damages for slander, insisting she has never used cocaine. Minaj accused Nosy Ho, whose real name is Marley Green, of stating in a video that she shared on Twitter on September 12th that Minaj is shoving all this cocaine up her nose. "I'm not saying allegedly on that. Nicki Minaj is a cokehead." The video, which had almost 2,000 likes, was retweeted more than 260 times and was subsequently deleted. In a different age, Green's lie would have been meaningless because she's ultimately a nobody, but this is the age of social media, one in which a nobody can find an undeserved following through relentless self-promotion, read the filing. According to the lawsuit, Minaj has ignored vile comments Green has made about her one-year-old son and other statements made in an effort to demean and insult her. While social media is an extraordinarily effective vehicle for spreading lies, it does not confer a license to do so. On Wednesday, Green called Minaj unhinged and alleged the rap star was harassing her on Instagram. "She doxed me and sent her barbs to threaten to kill me." Green retweeted a throwback Instagram live which Minaj said, "All you gotta do if you wanna know my drug of choice is listen to my music, child." It cuts to Minaj's 2008 track Higher Than a Kite, in which she raps, "I'm in Tokyo with the Kokio." Michelle Branch has said that assaulting her husband, Black Keys drummer Patrick Carney, was not the finest moment of her life. The singer was arrested on August 11th after she admitted that she slapped Carney in the face one or two times during an argument. The charges were dropped by prosecutors. "What went down was so unfortunate, like the worst night of my life," Branch said during an appearance on the Tamron Hall show airing Thursday. "To have that out in the world as I'm getting ready to put out a record has been a lot, but all I can do is be honest about what I'm going through and what's going on, and you know, I'm not the first person to have gone through this." Branch wanted it known, "I do not condone violence." News of her arrest came only hours after Branch tweeted then deleted an accusation that Carney cheated on her. The couple, who have two children, briefly separated. Branch said that she and Carney are currently attending therapy in hopes of repairing their marriage. "It's made such a huge difference in such a short amount of time," she said. The Black Keys are scheduled to perform in Vancouver on October 3rd. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.